Item 5, a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Stamper amending Chapter 1 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, Rules of the County Board of Supervisors related to abstaining from voting. At your December meeting, this item was referred to Corporation Counsel for further information.
Supervisor Stamper, long-awaited.
Yes, but I'm here. Good morning. I'm Supervisor Stamper. Hello, colleagues. All right, so we all know where this resolution derived from. That day on board day where I learned that a supervisor is able to abstain without providing a reason. Now, this concerned me because we have a responsibility and an expectation as elected officials to represent our constituents to the best of our ability. And a huge part of government accountability is being transparent, responsible, and informed. So there is no doubt that a representative who avoids difficult or controversial issues by not voting does a disservice to his or her constituency. Point one. However, I did speak with Attorney Bargain and Corporate Counsel, and I've read various analysis regarding this issue, and First Amendment takes precedence here. So after discussions with Attorney Bargain, I decided to modify my resolution from shall, or supervisor shall provide a reason for abstaining, to as supervisors and as representatives of this community, we shall expect a supervisor to provide a reason if you choose to abstain. So hopefully you guys will agree with me as supervisors and as elected officials and as leaders of this community that we are expected to vote, and if we're not going to vote, we need to provide a reason. There should be an amendment to my initial resolution, and Mr. Chair, I move approval. Well, Mr. Chair, I hope somebody moves approval.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the resolution and ordinance change, and also move to approve the amendment.
Okay. Well, first take the amendment.
First take the amendment.
Any questions, comments on it? Supervisor Stascunas?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Corporation Counsel, I'm assuming since the supervisor worked with Mr. Bargain, this would then pass, in your view, muster.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And also for Corporation Counsel, the expectation, is it similar to the notice in the sense that it's still not, it's a matter of procedure, but not a matter of, it still comes as not a requirement, but a sort of.
Chairman and Supervisors, Paul Bargain, Corporation Counsel. Expectation is the expectation of you about your colleagues. There's no penalty, really, if that expectation is violated. First Amendment rights, supervisors have the right to say whatever they wish, whether the effect is good, bad, or indifferent. They also have the right under the First Amendment not to say something and not to explain their vote. So this sets as an ordinance that the county board expects its members to explain an abstention, but no, there's no penalty if a member doesn't meet that expectation. As far as providing notice, that is a procedural matter, and it essentially requires the supervisor just to state his or her intentions a little bit earlier than the roll call. And the reason that is a valid procedural requirement is because if somebody is going to abstain, it alerts the rest of the board that there may only be 17 votes, for example, on a measure, and that may affect whether supervisors choose to be in attendance or make sure that they vote a certain way, knowing that it may be a matter of 17 votes instead of 18. And that seems to me to be a logical procedure and doesn't require any sort of First Amendment issue in terms of explaining or not explaining.
Okay.
This expectation would come at the time of the could be either at the roll call or before the roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Broder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm in agreement with that, and I think that many of my constituents would not particularly be in agreement with Judge Crabb's opinion that First Amendment protections in this matter and with those arguments that she has made. So I certainly favor the adoption of Supervisor Stamper's amended version.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The practice has been that when the item is called off for separate action, that usually the person who does that does indicate that he or she will abstain at the time that happens. That's the practical way by which notice has been given. But on the other hand, something's going to be said anyway. So,
okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. On the on amendment number one to item five, motion is for adoption by Supervisor Johnson.
On the motion to amend, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are seven ayes. The motion to amend prevails.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson moves adoption as amended. On adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are seven ayes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item six, please.
What have we accomplished? The expectation.